Oh, Bonnie. Hello?
Yes, President Scott. Hello?
Who do you expect I see Trustee Snyder is here.
Yes, Trustee Snyder and Trustee Clay.
Okay. Good afternoon, trustees. How are you?
Well, thank you.
So you want to commend us for joining the Zoom world?
It is smooth sailing compared to what we were dealing with before. You guys must be relieved.
It depends. I can tell you I am.
Depends on what day it is when you talk about relief. Good to see everyone this afternoon. Are you expecting anyone else, Bonnie?
Trustee Clay, I'll give him a call.
Okay. Trustee, are you going to be able to join us on Friday for the gala?
I plan to.
Mm-hmm. Great. I just ordered my menu for my virtual experience. Somebody called me for food choices.
Nice.
Yeah. I got to give it to Darius, right? Yeah, he's being very creative.
Great. Do we have a lot of registrants?
Is it gonna... I think so. I think we've got over 200 people that have registered.
Good.
To watch. And we filmed various pieces of it. You know, I filmed providing an award to Janice Jackson of CPS. I know the chair filmed giving an award to Emil Jones last week in front of the Emil and Patricia Jones Convocation Center.
Hello, this is Trustee Clay.
Hello, Trustee. How are you this afternoon?
Doing well. Let's see.
Okay, Trustee Snyder, we can begin.
Okay. Due to the circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic and pursuant to Governor Pritzker's Executive Order 2020-07 issued March 16, 2020, suspending the Open Meetings Act provisions relating to in-person attendance by members of a public body, the September 28, 2020 Finance and Audit Committee Board meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is being done virtually and is hereby called to order. Ms. Phillips, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Carr. Trustee Carr? I'm sorry, Trustee Clay?
Present.
Trustee Snyder?
Present. A quorum exists for business of the board to begin, or the committee to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify that the notice for this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Chair. The meeting notice has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting.
Are there any comments or corrections to the agenda? All in favor of approving the agenda, say aye. Aye. All
aye.
Nay. The ayes have it. At this time, we will hear public and employee comments. The board will not hear presentations or entertain questions on the following topics: issues under negotiation as part of the university's collective bargaining process, statements concerning the private activities, lifestyles, or beliefs of individuals employed by or associated with the university, grievances of individual students or employees, or any personnel matters. Ms. Phillips, please call those who have signed up for public comment.
Chair, no one signed up for public comment.
Okay. Are there any corrections to the April 20, 2020 or the June 22, 2020 meeting minutes? I move to approve the April 20, 2020 and the June 22nd, 2020 minutes. Is there a second? Trustee
second.
Carr? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. I now call on Mr. Craig Deutsch to present the fiscal year 2021 operating budget resolution.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Craig Deitch. I began as Chicago State's Chief Financial Officer on September 16th, 2020. I am honored to be here today and look forward to working with all of you. I'm here to present to you and ask for your approval on the fiscal year 2021 operating budget. Please refer to Exhibit A into the financial synopsis in your board packet. Chicago State's operating revenue is projected at $77,200,000. This comes from four broad sources. The state general fund revenue of $38.3 million, which is an increase of 3.8% over fiscal year 2020. Income fund revenue of $20,880,000, which is made up of tuition and fees, which is built on a 12% reduction in credit hours from fiscal year 2020. Non-appropriated revenue, such as parking, housing, indirect costs, which decreased by 35% to $8.4 million due to lower student headcount and a de-densified campus. And then grants, which are budgeted at $9.6 million. Overall, this is a 6% or a $5.1 million reduction in operating revenue from the fiscal year 2020 budget. The university's operating budget or spending plan from all sources is $82.2 million. Of this, $38,300,000 is from the state general fund, $23,900,000 is from the university income fund, $10,400,000 in non-appropriated funds, and $9.6 million in federal, state, and local grants. The line item breakdown, such as personnel, contractual, travel, et cetera, is included in Exhibit A of your packet. This budget incorporates several critical spending priorities, such as scholarships, child care center, technology infrastructure, student success initiatives, and contractual labor obligations. To address revenue decreases, we also incorporated spending reductions in salaries, travel, commodities, and more. For example, while salaries are shown to have been cut by $1.9 million, considering that the budget includes contractual obligations of 1.7, the actual salary reduction from fiscal year 2020 is $3.6 million in other positions. Proposed cuts impact nearly every department in college. These changes will not completely repair our fiscal challenges, as we proudly serve student population that has experienced disproportionate impacts before and during the pandemic. We have identified areas where we have been and will continue to modify operations and reduce spending. Please let me know if you have any questions. Thank you.
Any questions from any of the trustees regarding the report of our CFO? Hearing no questions.
Okay. Is there anything else, President Scott, you would like to offer on this, or shall we?
No, there's nothing else to offer this time, Trustee Snyder.
Okay. Then I would move to approve the fiscal year 2021 operating budget resolution. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Phillips, please call the roll.
Trustee Snyder?
Aye.
Trustee Clay?
Aye.
This. Is there any,
Vice Chair Snyder, I note that at this time there's an opportunity for an executive session. I don't know, however, if you require or need to go into executive session at this time.
Subject to any comments by Trustee Clay, I do not.
No comments.
All right. Well, then, Trustee Snyder, if you have no other business, you are free to adjourn the meeting.
Okay. And do we do that by motion or?
Yes, by motion. Okay.
I would move to adjourn the meeting of the Finance and Audit Committee.
Second.
Can the aides have it?
Aye.
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone. See you in a little bit.
See you in a little bit.
Wasn't reading this stuff, so.
Hey, Bonnie, it's Mark here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I see me and I see you as the host, but did you make me the co-host on this meeting as well?
I did.
Yeah, so the issue I have is that I don't think I can mute or unmute anybody.
No?
No.
Okay.
All I can do is... which is going to be an issue. So I can't manage these things in the background. I think that's part of what we're trying to figure out.
What if I make you host? Let's try it. I'll make you host on this. Although I had already made you host, but it looks like only one person can be host at a time. So yeah. If I take it and make you the host on this, I'm going to dial in from my phone and see if you can mute me.
So actually now I can. I didn't have the option before, but like right now, I just muted you, and I also have options to make you host, allow, record, etc. I'm going to unmute you now. Oops. Hang on a second. You should be able to unmute now, Bonnie.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, so I think... the easiest thing is when we get, when's the next meeting again?
It's at 3.
So at 3 o'clock,
we have to open it. I have to open it at 2:30.
So I'll join about 2:30. And I think all you have to do is just make me the host.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
And then I'll just, you know, obviously you'll be unmuted and then I'll manage everyone else as they come in and make sure that the right people are unmuted.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. I'm going to drop off now. Thanks, Bonnie.
Okay. I'm going to end this too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.